to visit Atascadero.com and click on events.
Fox Sports Updates brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new dinner specials on Thursday through Saturday. And check out the great new golf shop.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Nick Cope.
News out of the NBA with multiple reports saying the Heat and Bam Adebayo have agreed to a three-year, $166 million contract extension. In the NFL, Colts GM Chris Ballard said quarterback Anthony Richardson is a full go for training camp despite shoulder soreness he experienced earlier this month. At Euro 2024, a couple of draws in Group E. Ukraine and Belgium scoreless. Slovakia and Romania finished at a goal apiece. All four teams in the group finished with 4 points, but it's Romania, Belgium, and Slovakia advancing to the knockout stage. Final action in Group F has just started on Fox. Georgia has scored in the opening minutes against Cristiano Ronaldo and Portugal. And then on FS1, Turkey and the Czech Republic are scoreless. Also, U.S. women's soccer star Alex Morgan has been left off the Olympic team by new coach Emma Hayes.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials. And check out the great new golf shop. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
The Ag Information Network, this is your agribusiness update. Vegetable seed companies have cut back vine seed production this season, sending Sacramento Valley producers who used to grow them scrambling to find replacement crops. Michael Willey, Bayer's North American vegetable seed production lead, attributes the drop to overproduction in 2023. Colusa County Ag Commissioner Anastasia Allen says this has resulted in farmers planting more corn, a crop she describes as what you plant when you have nothing else to plant. A Texas federal judge has temporarily blocked a USDA disaster relief program from giving preferential funding to women and minority farmers, otherwise recognized as socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers. The judge's order ruled the program likely violated the plaintiff's constitutional rights to equal protection under the law. Critics say the ruling is a step backward following decades of systematic racism and policies that largely benefited white farmers. Alexis Taylor, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, was in Vancouver, Canada for a first-of-its-kind trade mission intended to develop export markets for tribal and native Hawaiian businesses and products. Taylor says the historic trade mission showcasing products from tribal and native Hawaiian producers is long overdue, and Canada could be a better host country. Taylor led a delegation of officials from 15 tribal agribusinesses.
Do you know a veteran in need? After leaving the military, many veterans struggle to find their way home. Because to a veteran, home isn't just a place, it's an idea, a feeling. Nation's Finest understands the challenges veterans face. Through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, we help veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada. For more than 50 years, we've helped thousands of veterans in these communities build happy, healthy, and purposeful lives. And our team is committed to supporting those who've served in their families for another 50. To get help, visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
Get the equipment and trucks you need at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles Auction on June 27th and 28th. This absolute unreserved auction is open to the public and registration is free. For more details, visit rbauction.com.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are searching for direction and are mixed as investors await inflation data at the end of the week. Shares of FedEx are jumping over 14% after the delivery giant posted better than expected revenue for its last quarter and an upbeat profit forecast. FedEx is weighing whether to sell or spin off its freight trucking business, and shares of General Mills are falling over 4%. The maker of Cheerios, Betty Crocker, Haagen-Dazs, and many other food brands delivered lower sales for its recent quarter as volumes weakened in its pet and North American retail business. General Mills also gave a tepid annual forecast, but the company will be increasing its quarterly dividend. And shares of EV startup Rivian are surging 20% following news that Volkswagen said it is planning to invest up to $5 billion in the EV maker as part of a new software development project. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Something amazing is happening in video conferencing. People are showing up in big ways. That's because CDW is building collaborative and connected video and audio environments with HP Poly. With NoiseBlock AI to silence distractions and group framing to highlight speakers, everyone on your team gets to shine. Make amazing happen. HP Poly and CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/poly.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Welcome to that new money smell of freedom. Hurry in. This is the last week to earn entries for your chance to win $50,000 in cash or $50,000 in slot replay from Chumash Casino Resort. Imagine all the possibilities. Drawings this Sunday, June 30th, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast. Call Ranch Wi-Fi at 805-322-4555 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Marv Station, formerly Clem's, 6700 El Camino Real in Atascadero, is under new local ownership, and it's better than ever. Clean, fresh look, a mini-mart that's second to none with the friendliest staff around, clean restrooms, and at Marv's, you'll find the most competitive gas prices, and they accept CFN and Pack Pride. Find out for yourself. Marv's, they've got it all. 6700 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
We're only 9 years away from 1984, and now there's a federal proposal to disarm law-abiding citizens in many parts of the country. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
I've been talking recently about the ongoing efforts by well-meaning people to limit or even abolish the right of American citizens to own guns. These people like to point out that most murders are perpetrated with guns, and that most crimes of violence involve the use of handguns, and that many persons are accidentally shot each year. Therefore, they say, outlaw guns and there will be less crime, fewer killings, and fewer accidental deaths. I disagree. Even if all they say is true, and I doubt that it is, I disagree. Now, let me tell you why. Yes, I believe a person has a right to own a means of protecting himself against criminals, but that's not my main reason for disagreeing. And yes, I believe that criminals would get guns anyway, thus leaving the average citizen even more at their mercy than he is today. But that, too, isn't my main reason for disagreeing. Let's go back for a minute to the Constitution. We all know that it clearly specifies that you and I have the right to bear arms, and that that right cannot be infringed. An entire amendment deals with this right. The amendment is simple. It reads that, quote, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, unquote. Underline, if you will, the word free when you read the Second Amendment. The Founding Fathers obviously were concerned about preserving freedom. They believed that arms in the hands of the people would secure freedom. They felt that a militia should be trained for just that purpose. Now, we've neglected to keep a well-trained militia, but that fact alone is not reason to also give up the right to bear arms. Interestingly, the Founding Fathers don't specify that the state is necessarily endangered from the outside, although that probably remained one of their concerns. But if one looks at the times during which the amendment was written, and at the context of the other 9 of those first 10 amendments, it becomes apparent that what they really feared was the possibility that government might take away the freedoms of the citizens in their newly created free state. Each of those first 10 amendments guarantees a freedom. The Second Amendment guarantees the right of the citizen to protect those other freedoms. Take away the arms of the citizen, and where is his defense against not only criminals, but also against the possible despotism of his government? In police states, they take away the citizen's arms first. This ensures the perpetuation of the state's power and the ability of the police to deal with dissenters as well as criminals. I believe that those who run our federal, state, and local governments today, as well as those who advocate disarming the people, have no sinister motives. But history tells us this won't always be the case. So isn't it better for the people to own arms than for them to risk enslavement by evil or power-hungry men or nations? The Founding Fathers thought so. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by K-Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I'm the host of Sound Off on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. There is no paywall. I do want to say that yesterday I went down to Black Oak Drive in near the homeless, the Echo Homeless Shelter in Paso Robles, to interview people that had been assaulted on Saturday night. At Saturday night at about midnight, a man walked into the AMPM over there. He walked in and had a verbal argument with a homeless man, claiming that homeless people steal and they're a scourge of society. He then got in his car and drove down Black Oak Drive, where he spotted 2 homeless men sitting on a wall. He walked over to the homeless men and he beat up Anthony severely. I saw Anthony yesterday. Anthony's eyes are like plums, mostly swollen shut. He has stitches across one cheek, stitches down his nose, and a giant bulging black bruise on his mouth area and chin. He can hardly stand up. 2 people down the way, about 50 yards away, were sitting closer to the Elko homeless shelter, people that live there, in the apartments run by Haslow. They were sitting out there by that area, and they pulled. The man got in his car, drove over there. He got out of his car and choked a man named Joe before punching Joe, and then turned to Joe's disabled wife. He punched her once, knocking her out, and then while she laid on the ground, he punched her several more times. He then drove over to Smart and Final, where he assaulted a fourth homeless person in the community. Law enforcement is searching for the suspect. I have been told there is video of him at the Smart and Final parking lot, so hopefully they find him soon. The story is on Cal Coast News. But another story I wrote today is mold, flooding, and defects plague new homes in San Luis Obispo. There are dozens of homes in the San Luis Ranch development over by the Madonna and right across the street from the Laguna Lake Park. It is a very cute neighborhood. I've driven through it multiple times. Very attractive, great location. But I've talked to multiple homeowners that said that many of the homes are severely damaged. There is one right now that the mold is so bad they're considering actually just tearing the whole thing down. During the first rain, one of the homeowners said probably 30% of the houses leaked. I went over to the home of Gina Beagle earlier this week or last week. I was stunned. She has doors that don't open, doors that don't close. There is not a fire door into her garage. Cabinets swing open. There is holes in the walls. And when I mean holes, holes the size of people in several walls and a giant hole in the ceiling. After she moved in, the leaking was so bad from the issues with the placement of the air conditioner unit that they had to pull out the holes and fix things. But they never came back and fixed the holes. The walls do not look like a new home's walls. They are pitted. They have holes in them. The painting is bad. Some of it is peeling. If you don't look close, at points it looks like a very cute, nice house until you realize all the issues. Gina has filed a lawsuit against the developer. But one of the things that the bigger issue, though, which you are not allowed to, when you're a developer and a builder and you build a home, you're required to get inspections from the city throughout the building process. And then they get a certificate of occupancy. They usually will not even turn on utilities until the certificate of occupancy in the homeowner's name has been done. You can't buy a home generally without a certificate of occupancy. I looked at multiple homes in this division, and I only found one that appears to have the proper inspections and the certificates before somebody moved in. And guess what? It was a San Luis Obispo City Councilman, woman Jan Marks. That was the only home that I found. I didn't look at all the homes, but I looked at about 10 homes. And the only one that looked like it had been done properly was the one that was inhabited by a San Luis Obispo City Councilwoman. Gina Beagle, can you tell us a little bit? You moved to SLO. When did you first come here?
First come here to live or first come here to be a part of your community?
When did you first come to be a part of the community?
Yeah, so thank you for having me today. I'm Gina Beagle, and I actually started doing some work some years prior down in the San Luis Obispo area at the high school, doing some consulting and pro bono work at the high school, and actually featured on the Today Show because of the work that I was part of there. At the time, I noticed just the community was really cute, and it seemed like a nice farm-to-table community. That's what that advertising for the new development shared. And so I was very optimistic and excited about having a brand new home, and my first brand new home that I've been basically saving for many years to be able to purchase. I really love the idea of having a smaller feel versus I came from the Bay Area and, of course, love the Bay Area. But as you know, the houses have gone through the roof. And I thought, okay, well, if I'm going to spend the kind of money I'm spending on a house, I might as well try to get a brand new home. Unfortunately, I didn't realize my house was going to be the quality of something that feels about 50 years old, if not worse.
And so you bought the home here and you moved down here to live. And how long did it take you to notice that there were issues?
I noticed there were issues before I moved in. When I did my walkthrough, I noticed a lot of issues. And actually, because of the holiday time, it was in December 2021, I wasn't actually given a full amount of time to do the walkthrough. Because I'm a new kind of a homeowner, I'm a novice in this, I didn't even really understand what a punch list was, but they handed me a roll of blue tape and had me go around the house and start pointing out problems. And there were quite a few. And they assured me that those problems would get taken care of before I took ownership of the home. Unfortunately, when I took ownership of the home, I'd say 85% of those items on the punch list, as well as additional items, which were I became aware of just by virtue of spending more time in the home, I was then aware that my house was basically not finished. It appeared that it might have needed some additional time before it was released to me at that point. And that was my biggest concern was, wow, I move into a house and I see these things just on the walls and the cabinets and the, you know, tile and this and that. What are the things that I can't see under the walls? And mind you, I'm not a construction expert by any means, but I really did have a pretty big concern right out the gate that things were just not as they were supposed to be.
And so as you're trying to get them to come back and fix things, were they very responsive?
Not at all. In fact, a lot of times when they scheduled things, they either canceled on me, would show and say they didn't have the correct materials. It appeared, I can't remember specifics, but that I was really just kind of being an hysterical woman who was complaining, you know, about pain or this or that, instead of the fact that significant issues existed in my home. And, you know, you just get that gut feeling when you just can tell something isn't right. And I had that.
And so, and let me tell you who the builder was. This is Coastal Community Builders. A lot of people know the primary owner, Gary Grossman. He's been a longtime builder in the area, and he works with a developer, Presidio. And so you were having trouble getting them to respond. How did you determine that things were leaking?
I didn't come to the awareness that things were leaking until water was coming out of my walls. And actually, I'm so grateful. I was about to actually leave to speak at a conference on trauma with youth and children in Anaheim. And it happened a few days prior. If it happened a few days later, I don't know if my house would have flooded or what, but I had to turn the water off and things had to be adjusted. Basically, the HVAC was installed incorrectly. There's a tray that's under the HVAC that basically was such that water would have had to travel uphill if it did fall into the tray. And a thing that was missing was a simple thing called a P-trap, which I've heard is about $5 to install. And that is what led to the damage in my walls and subsequently affecting my home and my living environment quite a great deal.
Now, an HVAC, that's your air conditioning system.
Yes, I wasn't even aware that it was up there in the attic, Karen. I actually thought it was outside because there was a unit outside in the back. So when I found out there was a unit that could leak water in my attic, I was quite surprised. As I said, I'm a novice and new in these types of pieces of the home.
And so they did come over then, and they did cut holes in your walls, fix the leaking. They pulled out all the wet insulation up in the attic.
Actually, they didn't come over right away. I contacted every person I knew, the numbers I had, and I called their emergency line. And the person that they told me to contact told me he was unavailable. Did tell me to turn off the water outside, which I did, but then I needed to call around and find a plumber. It ended up taking me 3 plumbers to find someone who could actually help. And then the Coastal Community Builders and Presidio, I'm not sure which company actually paid for, but had a company come in and remove the drywall in September of 22. removed the drywall and left all the staples in the wall and the marks from where they removed the tape after it had been dried out. And this September will be 2 years that those holes are in my wall, of which one of them I stare from my bed in my bedroom every day.
And when I'm talking holes again, I'm talking holes the size of a person. There are huge holes in the walls. There's huge holes in the ceilings. And they removed the wet insulation. Did they replace the insulation after they took it out because it was soaked?
No, that's still missing.
So you still do not have insulation. What did you do to try to get the developer to come back and clean up the mess?
For months, I wrote the people I had as contacts for the builder, as well as the person who the company they subcontracted with to remove the drywall in. I did receive some comments and texts from the subcontractor, but never was given a reason. And even after I asked the builder who was the company or the subcontractor that installed the HVAC, that email was never responded to as well. So majority of my communications, actually, if not, I'd say 98%, have never been responded to.
And so you're not getting responded to. They're not fixing it. What do you do next?
Well, that's a great question. You know, there's only so much you can do. Unfortunately, the laws that are in place for home ownership are really complicated and they're very time consuming and costly. And so I have tried to follow the processes of the contract by which I signed. And now I'm actually under the confusion of, even if my contract is really, is actually valid, considering the things that I've learned about the certificate of occupancy and the things that were sent to the title company. So I'm being held accountable to all of these things in my contract that I really don't understand why. I really just wanted to fix my house. I mean, I didn't want to be sitting here with you right now at all.
And it's actually a very cute house.
Thank you.
You know, I can see where the problems are and I couldn't imagine not being able to get them to come in and agree to fix them.
Well, you know, I spent about a year prior to moving in because the house took quite a long time to be finished. In fact, it was supposed to be finished, I believe, in August, and then they said October, and then it finally finaled in December, or we think it finaled. And so I spent a lot of time, you know, creating furniture and certain things to fit specifically in the house to make it, you know, just beautiful and my own. I mean, I had been a renter for so long that I was so looking forward to dedicating all of my energy, my time, and my money to a house in which I was hoping I would get to live in for a very long time and in a community that I really had grown to love prior to moving here.
And so when did you finally go to a lawyer and try to take legal action?
I think in either January or February, which I moved in, my house closed on the 30th of December, 21. I either went to see my current lawyer in January of 22 or February, because I knew things were wrong. I actually didn't want to do any sort of suit. My interest and my intention was just to have my lawyer write a letter and say, hey, these are the things that are going on. Can you fix them, please? Because no one was listening to my emails or my request. So I thought, oh, well, if I talk to a lawyer and a lawyer support, a letter comes from a lawyer, then for sure they'll, you know, fix the problems.
So the lawyer sent a letter. Did you get any response?
I think I got some responses here and there. But as I mentioned to you, even after the letter from the lawyer, every time they would come in, it would be, no, that is not a problem, or we'll have someone come, or, you know, it was a lot of excuses and a lot of pushing the buck at that point for that first year.
Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to add to the conversation?
I don't know. It's a horrible situation, and it gives a bad name to contractors. But I'm wondering, have you reported the contractors to the California State License Board?
Well, sorry. I'm new to this, and I would like to do so. Unfortunately, a lot of the information hasn't been given to me freely, so I'm not even necessarily sure the actual contractor on my home. I thought it was Gary Grossman and Coastal Community Builders, but then receiving the permit for my house, there was someone named Jacob Grossman on there. So I'm actually not even sure. I've requested to find out who the subcontractors are, and that information has never been provided me.
There should be a contractor's license number somewhere that you could go to the board with, and they could figure out who it is, I would think.
Yeah, supposedly the city hasn't been able to provide me the permit application and said it wasn't digital and that it will take some time to be provided to me.
And thank you very much for calling in. We're going to have to take a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back with more with Gina Beagle.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
The Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County invites you to our second annual 4th of July celebration Saturday, June 29th from 11 to 4 at the downtown Templeton Park. Join us for Santa Maria style barbecue, meet local electeds from around the county, and our Republican candidates running for office Saturday, June 29th from 11 to 4 at the downtown Templeton Park. Go to rpsloc.org for more information and to reserve your spot at the table. Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Hi, this is Mimi inviting you to come join us at A-Town Diner in Atascadero, where you'll find a comfortable atmosphere and a fresh home-cooked meal. We offer daily specials and have a homemade soup of the day. We offer breakfast and lunch menu all day long, so you can always experience a hearty breakfast and one of our famous Virgil burgers. Our dinner menu starts at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Enjoy a malt or a shake with that meal, or top it off with a good old-fashioned banana split. We look forward to seeing you at A-Town Diner in Atascadero.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. We want to thank everybody for a record month last month. It was amazing. How do you do it, people ask me? Because we save a bunch of people a bunch of money every month. So come on down for tile, cabinets, flooring, showers, prefabs, buy one, get one free deal on slabs. Come on down. Thank you. 447 Main Street, Templeton.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I'm your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. And today we are talking with Gina Beagle, and we're focusing on what has happened in San Luis Obispo in the San Luis Ranch neighborhood. That's that neighborhood on Madonna Road behind Madonna Plaza. It used to be the Delidio Ranch area. And Gary Grossman has developed it into a mixed-use development. currently it's mostly residential homes. There's also, it looks like there's going to be a grocery opening there soon, a sushi restaurant. There's some farming going on there. It looks like an absolutely wonderful community, but the problem is there are a lot of issues with the houses, and not just with Gina. I will tell you, I've talked to other people in the neighborhood that actually say they have way worse problems than Gina is having with her house. And the allegations are that somehow these things were permitted or not completely permitted and sold. The state of California does not allow you to get a conditional use permit until the rules and regulations have been followed. That means that's why you have a planning department. So the inspector comes in, he checks it during the plumbing, he checks it throughout the process of the project. It is checked and signed off on to make sure that everything is done to code. And if for those that remember years ago with Kelly Gearhart, there was a neighborhood in Atascadero. It's over the tracks near where the senior homes are. That neighborhood was not properly inspected. The city staff signed off that it had been inspected and it hadn't. And I wrote a story about that years ago. And the city went in 5 years after occupancy and tried to go through and do inspection reports because they hadn't been done. But state law requires that they are done, and you are not supposed to be able to even get the utilities turned on in your name until the city has signed off on the inspection reports. And in this case, people were moved in without a certificate of occupancy. Following that, for example, with Gina, you look online and they did the inspections after she moved in on days that no one stopped by. So, for example, one of the most important things are fire inspections, that your sprinkler system works, that your water comes out at the right level, that you have a fire door to your garage, that you have a firewall separating your garage from your home. These are major safety issues. And, for example, you don't have the fire-compliant door to your garage.
No, I do not. Anything you'd like me to speak to that?
Yeah, and that's important, and you don't have it. Have you told them that you don't have it?
Yes. In fact, I told them 14 days on the 14th of January. Am I on? I just didn't sound like it.
Yes, you're on.
I am. Sorry about that. I'm messing with your show. So I always say I wanted to be a comedian, but I wasn't funny, so I became a therapist instead. So, you know. Anyway. Regardless, yes, to this day, I do not have a accurately closing, self-closing door to my garage. And that is really concerning considering there were just houses that burned down the street from me, a stone's throw from my house.
Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to add to the conversation?
Well, first off, I feel really bad for your guest, and I hope at some point she gets some resolution and hopefully gets reimbursed for any attorney fees and anything like that. This really sucks. I'm sure she paid a pretty penny for that place. And,
I can't hear anything. I'm
like
sorry.
That would do someone a good job. But I know on past inspections and things dealing with the county, and I know that probably would have been city inspectors, but they have a disclaimer write off. They're not liable for anything that's done wrong. And I don't know if that goes for every system, like maybe some of this fire stuff.
Okay, now
but
I can hear.
I know that I read that, and that they pretty much, claim no responsibility for anything.
Yes, and she was having a little trouble with her headset, but basically he was talking about the fact that they don't take responsibility when there's these issues. But we have to take our top of the hour break. And we will get back with more with Gina Beagle.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.